once again to the 5-minute concept series for Windows Server 2008 R2. In this screencast, we're going to be looking again at the file system classification infrastructure feature of R2, and we're going to be talking about how to compact stagnant files. And this basically applies to any type of file that can be big, takes up space, and you can go and compress it so that it will take less space and make your backups more efficient by defining a set of custom tasks. To recap a little bit on file classification infrastructure, it includes the ability to define classification properties like we have previously discussed, and this gives you the opportunity to set the properties that you want for your whole file system. So you can have, for example, files that can be classified as private, files that can be classified for a specific project, and you can do this by means of several ways. You can go ahead and, well, you can manually classify files, but if your file server is thousands and thousands of files, this is definitely not the approach that you want to take. You can follow an automatic classification scheme in which you can, for example, define rules of location and content so that your files, for example, that reside on a folder that it's called secure can be classified as confidential and so on. What we're going to be looking is the third bullet right here, apply file management tasks. We saw on the previous screencast a way in which you can expire files by using the file classification infrastructure. And you also can create custom tasks so that when a file meets a certain criteria, you can have it perform a particular custom action on it. So this opens pretty much the whole opportunity to have a FSRM with the file classification infrastructure work the way you want to. And last but not least, you can generate reports that can show you, for example, what percentage of the files in your file server are, for example, confidential, which ones are for a specific project, and you can get this information rather easily from the file server resource manager. So let's go ahead and let's get started with what we're going to be doing here. And just to give you an idea, the FSRM can be used to find specific file types based on an extension, based on the modification date, and so on. So following this approach, you can go ahead and find all files and just compress them to save space. And in this example, what we're going to be looking, or we're going to be trying to accomplish, is to find all database files that have been around on the server and find them and compress them using the compress utility to save space. So let's go ahead and get started. The first thing that you want to do is open the File Server Resource Manager. It's located under the Administer Tools, and you can find it right here, File Server Resource Manager. So once the File Server Resource Manager opens up, you want to access the File Management Tasks section that's right here. Here's we're going to be defining all the different tasks that can take place when a particular criteria is met. So I'm just going to go ahead and right click and select Create File Management Task. And once I select this, the dialog will show up. And if you saw our previous screencast, this dialog will already be familiar to you as far as creating a file name. And in case you have not seen the previous screencast, the first thing that needs to be done is to give the task a name so that you can identify it easily later on. So I'm just going to give it a name such as compressed stagnant files. And now what we're going to be doing is we need to specify a directory in which the task will take place. You can define multiple directories. For the time being, I'm just going to define one so I had it to the clipboard. And let me just show you real quick what this folder is. So I'm just going to run it and open an Explorer window. And over here you have a couple of directories simulating the folders of a user's on the file server where they store their data. Under BOV, there's a couple of database files over here. They're taking 2.5 meg roughly and a meg. And what we're going to be doing is compress them so that they take less space. But instead of doing this by means of writing a regular expression that will traverse all the folders in our file system, what we're going to be doing is just setting up a task that will do this for us. And as you will see, this is very, very straightforward. Under Action, which is the tab that we have right here, we're not going to specify the type of file expiration that is predefined over here. We're going to specify a custom type. And as soon as I select custom, you can see that the whole dialog is now changed. And now we have to specify several things. First and foremost, we want to specify what executable we want to run on the specified file. So in this case, I want to run Compact, which is a system utility that lies on the System32 folder. Arguments, I'm going to specify /C, which means that we want to compress the file. And over here, we have to specify the name of the file that we want to compress, right? But since think of this is basically a batch job, something that can be run on 1, 10, 1,000, a million files. So you have to think of this in terms of specifying a parameter, a variable that you want to create, that you want to use for this task to run whenever it finds a file that meets the particular criteria. So by looking over to the variable drop-down menu over here, we can select source file path. And after that, you can just click on insert variable and it will be inserted for you. So now every time the file meets a particular criteria, it will run the command over here and it will substitute the source file path bracketed text that we have right here with the actual name of the file. For the sake of the demo, we're going to be selecting the local system as the command security, and this should take care of the action. We're going to skip over notification and report, and we're going to go straight into condition. In condition, we want to specify what file attributes need to be met in order for this action to be performed. So we specify that we wanted, well, let's say that we want this to be a file that was modified during the last 5 years, then it won't execute. But if it finds a file that hasn't been modified for 5 years or more, they will go ahead and execute the action. In this case, I'm going to specify 5 years, which is 1,825 days. And also, another thing that we want to specify is that we want a wildcard pattern matching the file name. And what we're going to do here is specify all files using the star as a wild character, and then the extension, which in this case is MDF. Okay, now we're just going to create a schedule. And for this schedule, I'm just going to create a new one. And since this is something that I don't expect the users on my server to be doing a lot, having database files all over the place, I'm just going to run it monthly at 9 a.m. on the first of each month. So this is all there is to it as far as creating the task. Just to recap, well, first we give it a name, we specify the scope, and as you can see here, you can have several scopes if you wanted to. We then specify the custom action, which in this case, we're going to be running the Compact application, the Compact utility, on the file itself using the C parameter when it finds something that matches it. The conditions that we used, something that hasn't been modified for 5 years or more. And we want to only run this particular action on MDF files. So I'm going to click OK. And the file management task will be created. You can see it right here with the name that we gave it. You can go ahead and if you right-click it, you can edit the file management task properties in case you made a mistake and go ahead and change it. Or you can disable it. And in this case, what we're going to be doing is run it. So once again, we can run it in the background asynchronously. So it's going to run and it's going to eventually finish. Or we can just wait for it to finish, which is exactly what we're going to be doing right now. So I'm going to click OK. Before I do that, let's go back to the directory for Bob. And just remember that this files. This is here, the MDF files. They are black, which say they're not blue. Blue usually means that the files have been compressed. And as you can see here, the size is 2.62 megabytes, and the size on disk is 2.62 megabytes since it's not compressed. We will see the difference later on when the task is executed. So going back to the File Server Resource Manager, I'm just going to click OK, and we're going to wait for the task to finish, and we'll come back once it's done. Okay, so now the task is finished, and the report is presented to us since this is something that we selected. And over here, you can find the information about what files were the ones that met the criteria that we specified. And here we can see easily that two files were modified. And if we scroll down, the files, the actual files that were modified, will be displayed in this table that's called Statistics for Files. And we can see different properties of the files that were actually modified. Going back to the Bob folder, if you remember, we had all the files were just had black text, and now we have this couple of files, which are the database files indeed, that are now blue text, which usually means that they have been compressed. So if I go under properties, you can see right here that the size is 2.62 megabytes, which is the same thing as we were seeing before, but now the size on disk is less than a meg. So that file has been successfully compressed. And if we look at the other database files, the PUBS one, yeah, it was also compressed, and now it's almost 5 times smaller than it was before. So basically, the idea behind this this screencast was to show you how easy it is to create a file management task that uses a custom action to perform anything that you want to carry out. This can be an executable, and if you need multiple steps, then you can go ahead and create a batch file to do whatever you need to do automatically. So hopefully you find this information useful and you will put it to practice very soon in your infrastructure. So thanks for watching, and please stay tuned for other screencasts on the file system, for the file classification infrastructure.